Spring is the first of these four concertos that Vivaldi wrote, and Spring starts out with a celebration by villagers.
That was violinist Gil Shaham setting the stage for the Four Seasons of Antonio Vivaldi. And when Vivaldi composed his Four Seasons, we're taking, for instance, right now, the Spring Concerto, he was influenced by poetry, by a sonnet he'd likely written himself. Spring has come with joy, welcomed by birds, with joyous songs. Nymphs and shepherds dance. It's interesting to note that the characteristics of spring in this piece by Vivaldi that he highlights are very similar to those which composer Ottorino Respighi selected from a Renaissance painting titled Spring as well. The birds, the flowers, the dancing, and overall feeling of joy. Rebecca Franks tells us that Respighi's native Italy inspired one of his most delicate pieces, the Botticelli Triptych, also known as Three Botticelli Pictures. Each movement of this radiant 1927 work for orchestra takes its cue from a painting by Sandro Botticelli, one of the leading artists of the Italian Renaissance. The creation of the triptych sprang from Respighi's association with Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, a wealthy American arts patron and music lover. In 1925, she financed a tour of the United States for Respighi, and then on his second visit, 2 years later, he attended a concert held by Coolidge at the Library of Congress, and possibly inspired by the building's Italian Renaissance-style facade, Respighi announced he would write a piece based on Botticelli's paintings and dedicate it to Coolidge. The Botticelli pictures all hang in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. For his sources, Respighi picked two of the artist's best-known pieces, this one, La Primavera, Spring, and The Birth of Venus, plus a third, slightly less well-known one, Adoration of the Magi. Although Botticelli's three paintings don't form an official set or tell a particular story, they all explore themes of birth, awakening, and arrival. Respighi turns to Spring first, a beautiful painting completed around 1480, which draws on classical mythology and celebrates nature. Nine figures fill the picture, standing in a grove of orange trees, with some laurel trees in between, and according to Uffizi's art historians, with at least 138 accurately depicted species of plants. There are many different interpretations of the painting, but for Respighi, the focus was spring itself. A program note suggests spring is personified by the figure of a woman. She comes forward scattering flowers while all nature round her awakes. Young women wreathed with flowers weave dances. The birds sing. Trills, songs, and dances follow each other in the orchestra with rhythms of joy. It's not at all a surprise to find artists of the present day celebrating spring with many of the same images. Flowers, flowers, and more flowers. Tulips, sunflowers, hydrangeas, iris, cherry blossoms, forsythia, at least one dancer, and birds too. Yes, birds and trees, birches, a saucer magnolia, and, hold on, is that a laurel tree? Not just any laurel tree, but rather a laurel tree of myth, as we behold, is it Daphne, who's been transformed into a laurel tree? And now we're right back at Botticelli's painting, Spring, La Primavera, with its laurel trees and figures from Greek mythology. These works are only a fraction of the pieces featured in the spring exhibition of the gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg, that will run until June 27th. The exhibition has no formal theme, but as we'll learn, many of the artists couldn't resist celebrating the awakening and arrival of spring. Liz Tilley is an artist, a founding committee member of the gallery. She's also a corporate sponsorship representative here at WVIA. And she sat down with us at the Art Scene table to talk about the gallery at 530 Main.
We will be coming up this next December on our second anniversary. So we're about a year and a half old. And there are six committee members who are artists and community leaders who saw a need to keep a gallery downtown when the Arts Council, Pocono Arts Council, folded. And it's been very successful. It's all volunteer run. We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, noon to four every weekend. And we usually have around somewhere between 100 and 120 individual artists with 120 pieces each show. The shows are typically about 2 months long, and we're selling a lot of work. We're very pleased, so we're able to sustain ourselves so far and have a little bit of a reserve that we're hoping to, along with finding some grants, maybe get a better lighting system. That's a goal. And in the last few months, the building that we're in next to the Sherman Theater on Main Street in Stroudsburg was purchased by the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. So they are letting us continue as we have done. You know, they're not keeping a heavy hand on us or anything. They are basically a big help with their resources. Graphic designers, we're going to have a rack card for the first time. And we've had some billboards that they've designed and purchased for us to promote the shows, which is something we never could have done. You know, so we're really happy about that. It's been a great partnership. And one of their employees is meeting with us whenever we need her to and getting us the wine for the openings. And we just have a great turnout for every opening, hundreds really. It's become a very strong community and we're just so thrilled about it. And the spring show is no exception. We just opened that May 2nd and it'll run until June 27th is the last day. And then we will be doing an Americana show, which will open July 11th. And what we're really asking is that however you're feeling about our country right now, please express it. We're open to all of it. There's no censorship, and we want all perspectives represented. And I think it'll be really interesting and maybe provocative, and that's a good thing. And then we'll have our animal show in September, which was a big hit last year, and we had Awesome, A-W-S-O-M.
For folks who don't know, that's the Animal Welfare Society of Monroe.
So Awesome brings something for the kids to pet or just some interest for the animal show. Like I think they brought an owl last year, and that's always fun. And we have a little side yard there where they can hang out. And after the animal show ends Halloween, I am curating a fiber art show, and that'll be the first time we've done that. That'll open November 7th. And we've got a big surprise for decorating the outside of the building. It is a surprise, but it's going to be very colorful and interesting. And I've just sent out the call for that because we've seen a lot of really good fiber artists individually submitting to the shows, but we weren't sure if we had enough to really fill the whole gallery with that. So we are going to combine it with a small works show to sort of hedge our bets there. But I did just send out the call, and already in less than 24 hours, I've had 30 artists respond that they're interested in doing it. So I think we will have a good response overall, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Let me just ask you, since you've sent out that call for fiber artists, what are the parameters?
Yes, well, I don't want to put any size parameters on the fiber art yet, and I'm keeping it really open to interpretation so far. I did have to explain really the importance of fiber art in today's art scene to others on the committee, because not everyone realizes how happening it is right now. I mean, all the major galleries and museums are doing fiber shows, and they're very popular. And I brought up the idea of costume also, you know, because obviously I do that. And, you know, we don't want racks of clothing, but individual, one-of-a-kind, artful art to wear is going to be part of it. And that might extend a little bit to ornament, accessories, you know, maybe jewelry. We're just going to sort of see who talks to me about it.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, the New York Times was heralding what they called a fashion revolution at the Met with the show Costume Art. The dress department moves out of the basement to become the gateway to the museum. That's some headline. And of course, there was the gala.
Yeah, but I had to say the way I described it in the call was that it's any one-of-a-kind artwork that is not a production craft, but one-of-a-kind, that uses natural or synthetic fibers in its construction, and it's woven, tied, dyed, knotted, knit, crocheted, tufted, twisted, wrapped, hooked, sewn, quilted, felted, sculpted with paper, painted or printed on fabric, leather, or other fiber, and nothing made from a mass-produced kit or pattern. Some people have sent some pictures already, and it's going to be really interesting. So I'm excited.
Now, let's go back to the spring show. You usually, as we've just heard from you, have had the American exhibit and the animals and the fiber. There's no theme for the spring show?
No, we wanted to make sure it was open for whatever. But we did have a lot of landscapes and florals, you know, and so it's very bright and pretty and happy show.
So it's spring-like in that sense, really.
Right, it is spring-like. People kept that in mind.
And are the submissions generally from the Poconos, the greater area? Do people, say, in the Lehigh Valley want to come and be part of what you're doing?
We are not reaching out specifically outside the area, but I think we are growing and seeing a lot of new people every time, a lot of younger people we are seeing. I'm kind of amazed that I don't know at least half the people there at the openings, which is surprising to me. And I'm introducing myself to new people every time. And there's new people finding us on the weekends that are interested, and they sign up to get the prospectus and the calls. So it's definitely growing. And that's something we really need there.
And tell us what's on the web then that would help people, either those who are artists or those who are just art lovers.
Well, we are kind of functioning mostly off our Facebook page. The only web presence we have is on the Sherman Theater has a page for us. I'm not sure how active that is. We don't necessarily really promote that. Jack Swerzy, our kind of ringleader, is once, twice weekly showing art, you know, doing a video on Facebook and showing the art and talking about the artists and promoting the shows. So other than what the Visitors Bureau is doing with us for promotions, that's kind of the way we're getting the word out, besides word of mouth, just people talking about us.
And you mentioned, of course, the Visitors Bureau, and they, it would seem, are excited about any kind of creative opportunity to bring people to Stroudsburg as a destination.
Absolutely. That's their whole goal. And they're really concentrating on the theater right now to begin with, because there are a lot of repairs and improvements that need to be made to the theater. So, you know, they're kind of just letting us run the way we have and supporting us as they can. But yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Chris Barrett gave a press conference and really emphasized that their goal is to revive the whole art scene in the area, which we, of course, wholeheartedly embrace.
And the gallery's name is the address, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of debate about that. It just happened quickly. So yeah, we just want to make sure people knew where we were. So it's the gallery at 530 Main.
Liz Tilley, artist and founding committee member of the Gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg. She's also a corporate sponsorship representative at WVIA. Speaking with us about the Gallery at 530 Main Street in Stroudsburg, the spring exhibition featuring pieces by over 100 artists will continue until June 27th, with hours Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from noon to 4. As Liz suggests, the best way to learn more is to check their Facebook page, and that's Gallery at 530 Main. The spring show, running to June 27th at the Gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg. The gallery hours, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, noon to 4. And check their Facebook page, and you just look for The Gallery at 530 Main.